Welcome to Coastal Connection. I'm your host, Brian Russo. Coming up later in the program, we'll sit down with the chair of the Worcester County Tea Party. We'll learn why the group is campaigning to get rid of the Common Core education standards, and we'll find out what role Tea Partiers believe they can play in the national political conversation. Plus, we'll chat with a young country music star who, at the age of 24, is already drawing comparisons to legends like Dolly Parton and Loretta Lynn. But first, economic data are starting to roll in about the summer of 2013. And politicians and community leaders like my next guest will be analyzing these numbers as they prepare for the much slower off-season here on the coast. Tourism revenues play a big role in many aspects of our coastal economy, from jobs and property values to long-term development and short-term budget planning. Bill Badger is the Economic Development Director in Worcester County, and I sat down with him yesterday to talk about what the numbers tell us about the summer season and what that means for the businesses and the people who live here on the coast.
You know, the weather didn't cooperate with us too well early in the season. I think there was a lot of concern in our community about how the season was going to end up. The good news is we've overcome that. The weather cooperated more, and from everything I'm hearing, we had a strong finish to the season. The numbers that I've heard are essentially the room tax was up about 5%, the latest numbers that I have heard about, and then the food tax was up 9%. You know, I think everyone around town, it depends on the properties, you know, was, pretty much in line with what last year. Some were up, some were down. But, you know, the tax numbers show that we had a good season.
Anybody who has looked at their property assessments in the last 6 years knows that it's been going down quite substantially. When you look at how much property tax revenue plays into the overall budget here in Worcester County, talk about how important it is to see good numbers from a tourism perspective, like room tax, like food tax, when looking at the overall forward progress of the county as a whole?
Well, as you know, the county, Worcester County, is heavily dependent on the property tax. It's somewhere between 75% or more in property taxes. So when we went through this real estate recession, the county got hit very hard as far as tax revenues. I think we all know the market has recovered. We're in a secondary market, real estate market. Things are getting much better. I've talked to the real estate folks, and they say they're very busy. But, you know, it takes a while for the revenue side to catch up because we're in a three-year assessment cycle. So, we have to work harder to make sure we have the revenues to provide essential county services.
What's the strategy to really, you know, continue to, as they say, and we hear these cliches all the time, tighten the belt, trim the low-hanging fruit? What are some of the things you think that the county commissioners are doing well to mitigate these things? And what are some other things that they're thinking about now?
Well, you know, the commissioners are very conservative in this county. They look at expenditures very hard, and I can tell you I've experienced that myself personally. And they question, whether it's a need or a want on the expenditure side. You know, they track the revenues obviously very closely. So we're in a good position where we haven't kind of gone out there and overcommitted ourselves, and fiscally we're in great shape. Now, we've had to tighten our belt. We'd have to do some things that we didn't want to do. We had to delay some decisions things that we would like to do. So we've been managed extremely well, and that's reflected in some of the awards the county has got, Worcester County has gotten for their fiscal side. So we need to grow our economy again. Back in 2006, people were concerned about runaway development or development that wasn't in our best long-term interests. So we need to be in a pro-growth mode here, but it has to be quality development. I think we've got the safeguards in place to make sure we get that quality development.
Yeah, I want to stay on money for a second and speak about an issue that's kind of been debated back and forth for years and years, and that's tax differential. Mm-hmm. Ocean City has come to the county commissioners countless times over the past several years and said, you know, we need to get some of that money back. I think the last number I heard was something in the realm of $14 million. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the county is reluctant to even come close to paying that $14 million in tax differential back because, as we said before, property assessments have been going down so substantially, and, you know, everybody is on a very tight budget. Mm-hmm. Tell me where you think this debate about tax differential is going to go in the next few years. Do you think it's ever going to come to any sort of a compromise?
Well, this debate has been going on for a while, and it's been going on since I've been here, which will be 2 years in November. And, you know, I think our elected officials are communicating. Obviously, Ocean City feels this is an important issue to them. If you look at the revenue position of the county, you know, there's not a lot of money just lying around, and we can't figure out what to do with it. So our budgets are tight. So, you know, we have to look at that in a comprehensive manner. You know, I don't make these decisions. I execute the policy of the of our elected officials. So I think there's going to be continuing debate and conversation in our community about this issue.
Let's turn to more, I guess, social concerns and certainly economic concerns, not from a municipal standpoint, but more on a personal standpoint. Now that the summer season is over, we're going to get into that time where the seasonal jobs are going to start drying up and people are going to be out of work again. Worcester County, historically speaking, in the off-season months, has one of the highest, if not the highest, unemployment rates in the entire state of Maryland. Tell me about some of your concerns moving forward as that unemployment rate starts to spike a bit.
Yeah, Brian, well, this is a really important issue for us as a county, as for me as an economic development director. You know, we actually last year had the highest average unemployment rate in the state of Maryland. You know, that's unacceptable. Our economy is a seasonal economy with tourism and agriculture, but we can do better. And it's been certainly the goal of the commissioners and myself personally that we identify what I call family-supporting jobs, career jobs here in Worcester County. We've made some progress on that, not as much as I would like to have seen, but it's a very, very important issue for us as the future of our county. Because people that live here and work here need to see opportunity beyond the seasonal jobs. And part of that is an education process. We have some great companies here doing wonderful things, and we need to make sure that our citizens are aware of those job opportunities here.
Economically speaking, the southern end of Worcester County, where we are here in Snow Hill, even a little bit further south in Pocomoc, those folks that live in those areas are struggling much more economically speaking. There are many people who are living just below or right, kind of lingering around the poverty line. If you look at what's going on in our local schools, you know, you have many families that have to utilize the food program, the after school meals, because they just can't, you know, feed their kids. And they're struggling, you know, whether it's they don't have jobs or the jobs they have are not paying enough to get by. We've seen in this week Governor Rick Perry from Texas coming to Maryland to essentially, and quite vocally, he's wanting to draw businesses away from Maryland to relocate in Texas. What's the strategy moving forward here in Worcester County about making this area really appealing to businesses to come here and operate?
Great question. You know, in Maryland, you know, we always have to be aware of our business climate and how we treat businesses that want to invest in our economy as customers, because their investment results in jobs and taxes, and so those are important for us. The good news for Worcester County is we have the second lowest property tax rate in the state of Maryland. We have the lowest piggyback tax rate in the state of Maryland. I've seen information where, you know, wealth moves around. Some of it, unfortunately, is leaving Maryland. But the wealth that's staying in Maryland, we're actually the number one jurisdiction in the state of Maryland for wealth in migration. And it's not too hard to figure out why. I mean, people have a, you know, second or third home here. They're choosing. They're making a conscious decision, one, on the coastal lifestyle. You know, and taxes play a part of that. So we are positioned, I think, in a good spot. We have the available labor force. We have industrial land. You know, our manufacturing hub is in the southern portion of our county in Pocomoc. I've worked in Snow Hill the last almost 2 years, and I've seen the change in Snow Hill where there's been investment all over downtown, and there's a pro-business attitude here with Mayor Dorman. So, you know, I think we're making progress.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about another development that came out in the last week or so, and that is Ocean Downs Casino, just off Route 50, Route 589, that corridor. Ocean Downs has been wanting to expand. It looks like that expansion is going to happen. It's going to go not just slot machines, but also to table games. There's a conversation on both sides about what that'll mean. Obviously, an expansion means more jobs in the short term, but then there's concerns, as there has been since Ocean Downs has been here, that any more business that goes to the casino will be taking away from that slice of the pie on the businesses in Ocean City and surrounding areas. What impact do you think that the Ocean Downs Casino expansion is going to have on this county as a whole and its economy?
I think it's going to be a big impact. Ocean Downs is already our seventh largest employer. There's been discussion with this expansion that they're in now for consideration. They just came before the Planning Commission of doubling their workforce, so that's very important to us. You know, Ocean City's always worried about, as we call it, heads in beds, to room nights. And, you know, there are some room nights generated by slots, but everything I've heard and learned is when you do table games, that'll change the equation. It'll create more room nights. We met yesterday with a packager of golf, the shoulder season golf packages, and he indicated the table games will make a big change in his business. Because people will see it as another reason why to come here versus Myrtle Beach or someplace else. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about the growth of the Ocean Downs and what table games are going to mean. Obviously, from a revenues perspective, it gives revenue back to the county, allows us to invest in central county services.
Do you see all of the pieces kind of coming together to really show that Worcester County's back on the good foot again?
Well, Brian, I think a year has made a huge difference. When I came here, there wasn't a whole lot of activity. And let's look at the construction industry. After the real estate recession, nothing was really being built, very little. And all that has changed dramatically. And it's not hard when you go around town, around the county, you see new projects. You see reinvestments in existing properties. And that construction industry is very important for us. And it was flat on its back, a couple years ago when real estate was just not doing well. So that's a big part of the equation, and I see the market turning and for the better.
That was Bill Badger, Worcester County's Economic Development Director. We'll take a quick break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Coastal Connection here on 88.3 in Ocean City and 88.5 in Washington. I'm Brian Russo.